Welcome to Guitar Monster Podcast. I'm John Morris Doyle. I will be your host and your guitar coach for the next 15 minutes or so. Be sure to visit us at greenmonstermusic.com and get your free downloadable guitar lesson. While you're there, you can also check out the Monster Guitar Method fully interactive guitar instructional DVD series. You can sign up for our tip of the week and send me an email with requests for any specific podcasts that you would like, any topics that you'd like covered. And when sending me emails regarding the podcast, please include your name, age, and city. And in the subject of the email, just put podcast, so I know not to toss your email into the garbage bin. Okay, today's podcast is temporary rules, landing on the third, landing on the fifth, landing on the root note, and in it is regarding soloing. So what we're going to do is work a little bit on your improvisation. We're going to use minor pentatonic scales. Today in particular, I'll give you a little clue. We're going to use E minor pentatonic and A minor pentatonic. I have a little jam along from the Guitar Monster jam along. Let's see, Monster Guitar Method Volume 2. And the track is number 18. It's called Throwdown. Now, let's get into the subject. Now, the temporary rule is we're going to be focusing on landing on specific scale degrees or chord tones while you're soloing. Now, a lot of times people are asking me for more licks, or, you know, they run out of ideas when soloing. This is a great idea that you can use that will help you focus on where you want your soloing to go. And I'll give you some examples as we go along here. So first, let's get tuned up. Here's an A, and I'm in standard tuning as usual. So once again, here's your A string for tuning. And as all of my students know, I always ask them to play a G major chord so that we know we're all in tune together. Okay, so first let's find the scales and find the notes that we're going to be talking about. As I said, we're going to be using E minor pentatonic. So here's an E minor pentatonic scale starting on the open E string. Also going to use E minor pentatonic one octave up starting on the 12th fret, so let's just run through that one really quickly. Okay, now today's subject is landing on specific chord tones. Today I want to get you just kick-started into the idea, and you can go out and explore different scale degrees, but today we're going to talk about the fifth and the root note. Now, let's go back to E minor pentatonic scale form number one, starting with the open E string. Okay, now, first of all, let's find all of the root notes that are in this particular scale form. Well, the very first note is E. That's an easy one. Now there's another E over on the D string, second fret. And there's another E, of course, high, open E string. Now let's move up to the octave, the E minor pentatonic scale form number one, starting in the 12th fret, and find those root notes. So there's the low E string, there's the root note on the D string, and there's the root note on the high E string. Now, moving a little bit quickly today because I want you to get the information, but you can always, you know, listen to this again, or just stop the podcast and do a little adventuring on your own. Look for the root notes, look for the fifths, and then come back. So let's move on, and let's go back to E minor pentatonic scale form number one in the open position, and we're going to find all of the fifths. Now, if you're unfamiliar with the scale degrees, these are all the scale tones that make up our scale that we're using. Now, in E minor, and by the way, for a full rundown on all of the scales that we're using and the scale degrees and how to find them. You can go to, let's see, for the scale forms, volume 2 has all of the minor pentatonic scale forms. Volume 3 gets deeper into the explanation of scale degrees and how to build your scales and how to manipulate the scales and turn them into different cool sounding scales like harmonic minor and things like that. Okay, so back to where we were. We're looking for the fifth scale degree from E minor pentatonic. Now, the key that we're in is kind of an easy one. You can count on your fingers. If E was number 1, E, F, G, A, B would be number 5. That's the note that we're looking for. That's the fifth note in the scale. Okay, so the lowest fifth in E minor pentatonic is here on the A string, and it's on the second fret. And the next one, of course, is the open B string. So now, let's move to the octave above. Let's find the fifth on the A string again, and the fifth on the B string. So, back to the low scale form. Here's the root notes, and here's the fifths. Here's the first cool little idea that you can remember. When playing notes on the guitar, unlike the piano, we can bend and twist and slide notes and do all sorts of cool things to get from one note to the next. For example, that open B string is the fifth. Well, I can bend the second fret on the G string up a whole step, which is a common lick, and I'm still achieving what I'm kind of going after, which is landing on the fifth. So instead of just playing that note right there and saying, okay, great, I'm on the fifth, we can bend up to the note, which is a nice, cool little idea. Okay, so keep that in mind. There's different ways to get to the notes other than just landing on it and playing it like a you're plunking a key on a piano. Okay, so here we go. I want to get a little bit more into the licks now. Here's something to focus on. When you're doing a solo, what we're going to do is consider our little leads in two phrases. We're going to construct a lick that ends on the fifth, or at least it focuses on the fifth and ends on it. And then our second phrase is going to be a lick that focuses on landing on the root note. This is a really cool idea because 5-1 is a really common and very strong cadence, especially in chord progressions, 5-1. That 5 has an unresolved sound, kind of like leaving you hanging. And the 1 sounds kind of like, you know, you're home again, you know, home base. Here's what I'm talking about. See if you can check it out. Now, here's a lick that ends on the fifth, and I'm using the open position. And now I'm going to finish that out by a second phrase ending on the root note. Now see how the first phrase ending on the fifth sounded a little bit unresolved. Kind of like there's something else coming up, and then ending on the root note. Kind of makes it sound like, well, there's the end. That's, you know, the ending of the lick or ending of that longer phrase. So that's how we're going to construct our phrasing and our solos. Now, since we're squeezed on time just a little bit, I want to keep these short and sweet and give you some ideas to go out and play around with. I'm going to put on a jam track and give you some examples, and I'll talk my way through some of them so you can kind of follow me with it. So let's go for it. Away we go. Now, this goes from key of E to the key of A, so I'll call them out as we're going. Okay, here we go. There's your fifth and the root. So once again, let's go to the fifth and root. Now something a little different going from the fifth to the root. Now we're in the key of A, I'll do the same idea. There's a fifth, and there's your root. There's your fifth, root. Back to E, there's your root. Now I'm gonna go in reverse. Fifth. Root. Root. Fifth. Root. Fifth. Now in A, let's start on the fifth. And root. Fifth. Fifth. Back to the root. Back in E, there's a root, and now let's flip it around again. I'll go fifth to the root. So I think you get the idea. Now, use your ears and see if you can follow me. I'm still gonna stick with the same idea, going from the fifth to the root. And away we go. Okay, did you follow me on that one? Well, I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Be sure to visit us at greenmonstermusic.com to get your free downloadable lesson. Email me with any requests for podcast topics, and be sure to include your name, age, and city on those emails. Thank you very much. See you in the next podcast. Practice, practice, practice. Make it fun, and thanks for listening.